Hello and welcome to the Carolina Snowflakes podcast, where two Southerners come to terms with their liberal snowflake tendencies. We're your hosts. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Jason. And we are here with episode number 7 of the Carolina Snowflakes podcast. We're calling this one Southern Moments.
Mm-hmm. Southern.
Because it's about things that happen when you're Southern.
Things that happen, things we've seen, stories.
Questions. Answers.
Q&A.
Laughs.
Laughs.
Cries. Thrills. Chills.
All the things.
You're going to want to stay tuned for this one. It's going to be good. So sit back, relax, and get ready. So when I was thinking about Southerners in general and like the kind of characters that you run into in the South, you ever have a memory that just comes back to you and like you haven't thought about it in so long, but when it comes back, the whole memory just jumps in front of your brain all at once?
Yes.
Yeah, this happened to me. I don't even remember. It was trivial what led up to it, what made me remember it. It was maybe something to do with people who have weird names.
Okay.
So I was in high school. I was a teenager. I was hanging out with some friends of mine. We were doing what we normally did, trying to find alcohol somewhere. You know, that was the weekend.
Trying to find booze?
Yeah, that was the weekend thing. It's like somewhere we could find some beers.
Okay.
And a guy that I was friends with, we'll call him B, he had an uncle named Donkey.
Donkey?
Donkey was what he went by. And he had a cousin who was that guy's son, you know, Turtle.
Turtle.
Turtle. So okay. Donkey and Turtle.
So B had an uncle named Donkey, and Donkey had a son who was B's cousin named Turtle.
Turtle.
So, and these are their real names?
This is what they went by.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was, I don't know what their real names were. I never was privy to that information.
Okay.
It's kind of like, I think in prison it works like this, where you don't tell people your government name, like go by your street name.
Okay.
Because they were not, you'll see later in the story why these people wouldn't want anyone knowing who they really were.
All right.
So we're going to go visit them because there we can for sure get some beer. We get in the car, we drive there. It was like 2 hours away in the middle of nowhere. I have no idea where we were.
Was this in South Carolina?
Somewhere in South Carolina. Yeah, okay. But honestly, it was. I have no idea where it was.
Okay.
Again, later in the story, it'll become apparent why my memory of this night might not be so great.
Oh, no.
So we get there, and I'd heard about Donkey and Turtle before. Mm. Like, they were kind of mythical figures in my teenage brain because he would talk about them. They lived in a trailer park.
Mm-hmm.
And Donkey was, I don't know how old, maybe in his 40s, but he had the largest beer gut I've ever seen. I'm talking his stomach stuck out further, almost further than he is tall. Like, he was fatter than he was tall, which is amazing. He was like a cartoon character.
Okay.
And he had a mullet, okay? And this mullet was like solid white, like silver.
Oh.
Yeah, and a big mustache. He kind of looked like a even fatter, grosser Ron Jeremy. If you imagine Ron Jeremy with a, if his hair and mustache was white,
uh-huh,
and he was even fatter and grosser.
And that was Turtle.
No, that was Donkey.
Donkey, okay.
His son Turtle was, he was like wearing a wife beater and jeans, and he had a big bald spot on the top of his head, even though he was like 20, and he was like missing teeth and was clearly... Yeah, and this was in a big trailer park, except it wasn't really a trailer park. It was like an itinerant trailer depository. So there was just like broken trailers everywhere. It was like it was just like a trailer graveyard, except his trailer
was in the middle of the trailer graveyard.
And they lived in this place.
Okay.
And so there was like burn barrels like around everywhere. We go there and, oh, it's good to see you, blah blah blah. They're talking. He introduces me to everybody. There was a few people there, you know, I guess this redneck family.
Uh-huh.
And they have a bonfire and Donkey's sitting out there and he's got his beer sitting on his belly. And it's sitting there like he's standing, but his beer is sitting on his belly, not moving, like while he's talking.
Oh.
And his hands are free to tell the story and to light marijuana cigarettes with and regular cigarettes.
Well, it's kind of convenient. He could rest his beer atop his belly.
Yeah, and he was telling us this all these stories about his haircut. He was saying that he called it the silver bullet. He said he loved his haircut, that he got it in 1976, and he's had the same barber and the same haircut since then.
Oh, my God.
Except he's telling us all this. I mean, we're teenagers in this weird environment. I don't know. It was very surreal.
Uh-huh.
And he gives us some beer. You know, we get to drink some beers. We were very excited about this. And at one point, I remember he needed to move a table, and he got us all to help him move this table. And it was like six of us teenagers lifting this like tiny little table while he sits there with his beer and his cigarette, like telling us, back in my day, it would only took us two people to lift this thing. And like just this crazy drunk redneck
series of events.
Yeah. And he was such a character. And I think that is one of the things you run into a lot being a Southerner, is these kind of characters that you couldn't make up, this kind of a person. Had the same haircut since 1976.
Yeah.
Had a kid named Turtle with a bald spot.
Yeah.
It was kind of methy.
Was that the only time you ever hung out with him?
Yeah, that's the only time we drank beer while we were there, and mm-hmm.
What kind of beer was it?
It was like Natty Light, obviously.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, like, or Busch Light, maybe. And he had the size of the can mountain beside him where he sat and drank and smoked, like, was almost as tall as a person.
Piled or was it stacked?
No, it was a pile. Like, he crushed them and threw them. It was a mountain mm-hmm. taller than a person of mm-hmm. empty cans that he mm-hmm. would be, that was beside him while he was sitting there drinking and smoking and telling us his crazy stories.
Mm.
I must have fell asleep. Like, there was hammocks. He had a hammock. I think I fell asleep in the hammock for a long time. I was young, and there were several stories like this, you know, where we went somewhere. I don't really remember how everything else went down. I just remember him.
Mm-hmm. Donkey and Turtle.
Donkey and Turtle. That's the Donkey and Turtle story, as much as it I can remember.
It's a great story.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, your story kind of reminds me of a very similar event in my yeah. young life that awesome. Happened. So I was hanging out. I was probably about the same age as you at that point. Like, I was like 19, around 19.
Okay.
I was hanging out with my friend Jay
mm-hmm.
at his house, which happened to also be a trailer.
Oh.
In a trailer park.
Yeah, this is where a lot of these stories probably take place.
There's a theme here. So I used to spend a lot of time over there and at his house and around the trailer park. And trailer parks are very interesting places, mm-hmm. as I'm sure you are aware, where you kind of get to know everybody who lives there. And there's mm-hmm. cool people and there's not so cool people.
Yeah.
So we were hanging out and we somehow wound up next door at the neighbor's trailer. And it was this married couple. I'm going to call them Cheryl and Chuck.
Okay.
And so we go next door. Cheryl's sitting at her kitchen table, smoking a cigarette, drinking a beer. And Chuck's like pilfering around behind her in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of set the image, set the scene. So she's sitting there. She's got like a moo-moo dress on.
Yeah.
Smoking her cigarette, uh-huh. drinking her beer. Chuck's got his jeans and his wife beater on. And yes. we're just talking and she's asking Jay about his mom. You know, how's your mama and Niam? And like, we're just whatever talking. And she starts talking about her relationship with Chuck. And she's like, you know, me and Chuck, we've been together for 25 years.
That's
like that.
An interesting thing. They do that a lot.
They
like,
do.
Is that a Southern thing?
I don't know. They like to tell you how long they've been together.
Yeah, and to just start talking about their relationships like right yeah. out the gate.
Yeah, and so Chuck's not really talking. Uh-huh. He's just pilfering around in the kitchen. He was yeah. like digging through the fridge or something. I don't know. And so she's like, yeah, we've been together about 25 years. And, you know, when we got together, we've had some hard times, though. And I'm like, oh, really? Apparently, I have a look on my face a lot that people tell me that says, tell me more about you. I guess that look was on my face. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. So Cheryl just starts telling me. And she's like, yeah, we went through some hard times in our earlier years together and Chuck used to hit me.
Oh,
and I'm like, what? And Chuck's like right there. He's like right there. He's like, oh yeah, he used to hit me and I'd take it and take it and take it. And one day I just decided I'd had enough.
What?
And I said, Chuck, you ain't gonna never hit me again.
Oh.
And I shot him in the stomach. And I'm sitting here like at this kitchen table with this lady drinking her beer, smoking her cigarette. Chuck's right behind her. And I'm just like, we did what? She's like, we had a 12 gauge. I got it. I picked it up and I shot him. And she goes,
what?
Show her, Chuck.
What?
And he turns around and he's not even talking. He turns around and he lifts his wife beater up.
Oh my God.
And shows me his stomach. And it's this like gnarled, mangled mesh of scar tissue and
oh my God.
A hole.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. And she's like, and so I'm just like, oh, what?
Yes.
What is happening? And she's like, and she's just so calm about it. She's like, yep, I shot him right in the stomach. Ain't never hit me again. And I was like, well, good.
Yeah, I guess.
Good. Congratulations.
I guess it was like a moral lesson.
Yeah, like, don't take no shit. Or, like, you know, wow. Cheryl shoots your ass if you don't stop it.
What a crazy story.
Yeah, so that happened. It's a trailer, wow. Trailer park thing.
That's an amazing story.
Thanks.
Wow. She shot him. And then they stayed together.
They stayed together.
Well, love conquers all.
It does. Apparently yeah. So. It does.
Wow. Was her muumuu, I have a question. Was her muumuu, did it have like some Disney characters on it? Of some
no,
kind,
it was or? Like a pastel floral.
Oh, okay.
Kind of muumuu. Like more traditional muumuu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They love that. That's a style, like the cylinder look. It's mm-hmm. just a cylinder mm-hmm. of clothing.
Yeah, and then your point about how they like to tell you their history.
Yeah,
and,
that is a...
Yeah,
that
is a it just thing. Came out, I'm serious, it was like kind of out of nowhere. She's like, yeah, mm-hmm. we've been together. And then she's like, oh, well, we've been through some hard times. And I'm thinking they're going to be like, oh, financial, you know, yeah, struggles. Yeah. No, apparently Chuck used to like to smack her around. And
oh my
she
God.
Decided that she was going to stop that. So she shot him in the stomach with a 12-gauge.
What a story.
And not only did it not kill him, they're still together.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Southern living.
Yes. Southern living.
Y'all come down and join us, you hear? That's like excellent backstory for the characters that you saw.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me, I wish I knew the backstory of these characters that I saw once in a Walmart. I used to work nights.
There's nothing but characters
yeah.
at Walmart.
Yeah. I used to work nights late. So I was in the habit of staying up very late. You know, 3 o'clock in the morning was when I got off work. So 3 o'clock in the morning wasn't anything strange to me. And mm-hmm. I learned that that's when I could do my grocery shopping. If I went to Walmart after work at 3 a.m, I could go buy groceries and there was pretty much nobody in there.
Yeah, the store to yourself and mm-hmm. you don't really have to deal with anybody. And
right.
Just get in, get out.
Yeah, it became a habit of mine. Just like that's when I would buy groceries. So I'm at Walmart, probably 3 a.m. And behind me in line is a guy. He's standing there. He's you know, the kind of bald but with long hair?
Yes.
Yeah. So he's bald on the top, but his hair is very, very long.
Yeah.
And he's got red hair and it's very curly and frizzy.
Oh.
And he's pale as the sun. I mean, like he's white, completely white, like blindingly white.
Uh-huh.
He has one eye. He's wearing glasses, but one eye is just gone, but his eye is closed. Like his eyelid is down, so you can't see that there's not an eye, but every now and again it kind of opens a little bit and you can see just the hole.
Just the hole.
And in front of him is his, I assume, girlfriend. She's in a wheelchair. She's missing one leg. I'm assuming diabetes, because she's very fat.
Okay.
She's very fat. And she is...
Well, you don't know. She could have lost that leg rescuing puppies
yeah,
from
an
oncoming train.
That's true. I did. I'm making
that
some,
is a big assumption.
It's horrible, yes. But I am making some assumptions here. That's what I'm saying. I wish I knew the backstory of these people like you did.
Oh,
because
right.
These were just people I saw.
Okay.
And she has a dream catcher just like dangling off of her wheelchair.
Scooter?
Yeah, it was a wheelchair. And there's like a dream catcher with feathers on it. She's got feather earrings, but she has red hair too.
Uh-oh.
She looks like a fat Scottish lady, but she was dressed in the regalia of a native.
Okay.
And he had a shirt on that had three wolves like howling at the moon.
Yeah.
And yep. In the cart that he had behind him
mm-hmm.
was like 8 cases of Mountain Dew mm-hmm. and like video games.
Sounds to me like they have their priorities straight.
It was one of those moments, and I heard them talking, and they were talking about Marvel Comics and whatever. And
oh, that's kind of
yeah,
cool.
They were into comic books. I just wish I could have gotten the story like that you had with them, but they were just strangers in a Walmart at 3 a.m.
Right, and you can't just approach strangers at 3 a.m.
No, but they
and
were,
be like, excuse me, I'd really like to know you.
Yeah, you guys seem cool.
I want to know your story.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you've got one.
Yeah. If she had any Native American in her, it was not apparent.
She was 1/132nd.
Yeah. To me,
Native.
She looked like a Scottish lady. Yes.
She's of that
ginger
tribe.
Yeah. That was the most interesting people I've ever seen and was scared to talk to. That story kind of peters out at the end, but they were hilarious.
I think the most interesting encounter was at Walmart. It was 1 o'clock in the morning and my hair dryer had died.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, I'm going to go to Walmart and get a new one.
I need one right now.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
Because America.
Wouldn't your hair be dry by the time you got done buying a hair dryer?
You would, yeah, probably. It actually was by the time I got
yeah,
through the line.
That
yeah.
was what I was thinking.
Don't judge me.
You might just should have just rode in your car with the window down.
Just dealt with it. I'm trying
got the heater on
old
or something.
School way.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get there and get to the line. It's taking forever. Somehow, why? At 1 o'clock in the morning? I don't know. And I'm behind this lady and she's clearly been crying and she's still kind of crying and she only has one item on the conveyor belt and it's a pregnancy test.
Oh God.
And I've got a hair dryer and I'm just standing behind her and she kind of glances back at me and I look at her and it's just this awkward moment of like,
oh,
and I don't know what to say. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Or
hope it's negative.
Hope you're all right. Yeah. You know, like, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Walmart.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It is. And I think Walmarts in the South are probably even better. I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't visited a lot of Walmarts around the country, but I'm familiar with the ones in the South. I've been to a few of those.
Hopefully somebody from not the South is listening and they can...
Please tell us. Is your Walmart...
as interesting
as
ours?
A haven for interesting characters such as ours?
Yeah. There is that website, People of Walmart.
There is. Sounds like the two you saw should have been on that website.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
They would have been perfect for that. I couldn't even... Yeah. I wish I could draw them. I wish I was one of those people that draws like caricatures of people.
Or like courtroom drawings.
Yeah.
So you'd that be I like, could... oh yeah, I'd love to see the dream catcher.
Yeah, I know. I really
hanging
wish...
from the back of her wheelchair. Yeah. You know, he's pushing her. And
I guess she falls
the
asleep
wind,
in it a lot.
The wind catches it and it waves very native tribally.
I forgot she had a tank top on that was very low set and she had a lot of cleavage and you could see an eagle, a tattoo of an eagle, like flying across her chest.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And he's got the wolf shirt.
Uh-huh.
That Enya song's playing in the background.
Yeah. I wish I had the talent to draw those people.
Well, thankfully you have the talent of telling a story so
right.
I can paint a picture.
I painted a picture, yeah.
Mm, thank you for that.
You're welcome. That's a good story.
So we put a call out for questions about Southernness.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try to answer some of those right now.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
To wrap up this episode.
Awesome.
So question number one.
Question number one.
This comes from Herbert. Herbert asks, why do Southerners like to live in campers?
I don't know. Why do... That's a good question. I think because it's convenient and it's cheap.
Definitely affordable.
Yeah, I think a lot of... Like,
unless you get one of those like souped up fancy RVs.
Yeah.
That are like more expensive than a
those
house.
Those are like a retiree thing.
Yeah.
I think he's talking about
I think he's
like,
talking more
people.
Like traditional like campers.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of things that Southerners do are just like things that poor people do.
Is that because all Southerners are poor?
Yeah, well, comparatively, I think.
Yeah, not all, but yeah,
I mean,
a lot.
Yeah.
So it's affordable. Speaking. It's convenient
mm-hmm.
because... I think most campers are on wheels, so if you need to relocate somewhere with a quickness.
A lot of them probably on the run from Johnny Law.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can just go wherever, whenever.
Mm-hmm.
Convenient, affordable, what else?
That's about it. I mean, and you don't have to be responsible enough to, like, what you got to do to buy a house. This is, like, not as many papers you got to fill out.
Right.
And we don't like filling out papers.
Word papers.
I don't like filling out word papers.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Question number two comes from Andrea on Facebook. And Andrea asks, is everyone in the South obsessed with sweet tea and sitting on the front porch?
Yes and no. In my life, living in the South, sweet tea is a definite yes.
Sweet tea, absolutely. And I've sat on front porches.
Yeah, it's a thing we do a lot, but I wouldn't put it on all of them because there's a lot of Southerners that live in campers, as we just said.
Right. And they don't have a
front
porch.
They don't have a porch. The whole nation's my front porch, man. There are a lot of us that have that attitude.
Right.
So I would say yes and no to that one. Good question, though.
That's an excellent question. Question number three comes from Sean Penn is a douchebag.
Okay.
That's the name.
Awesome.
On Facebook. This person asks, why do Southerners have sex with their own siblings?
Usually because they're the only ones around, I think is part of it.
Again, much like campers, it's a matter of convenience.
Yeah, I think that
convenience,
that has a lot to do with
accessible.
It. And a lot of Southerners don't take kindly to outsiders, and you know.
And that could mean outside their own family.
Right. And they get drunk and they're just, she's there.
But truthfully, have you ever known anybody
Southern? I've never actually known anybody that did that. But I mean, I've seen documentaries
that banged their sibling.
No, I don't actually. But
the closest I know personally is someone that banged their first cousin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I know anybody. I don't want to know.
You keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But yeah, that's my guess. The answer to that. It's a simple convenience thing. I think the answer to a lot of these is going to be convenience.
Convenience. Yeah. I guess Southerners are a people of convenience.
We're a convenient lot.
Yeah. Question number 4 comes from Emily. She says, love the show. I heard Jason mention that he listens to the Reply All podcast, which is one of my favorite shows. Do you guys have any other favorite podcast recommendations?
Why, yes, I do. And thank you for the awesome show comment.
Great question, Emily.
Yeah. And your comment was right, too. It is a great show.
Yeah.
So was Reply All. It's a great podcast.
Yeah, it was pretty good, too.
There are a few that I like. Chris Hayes, Why Is This Happening? Is probably my other favorite podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Hayes is the man. Any of the NPR podcasts are good.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's one, if you like computer stuff, Darknet Diaries is an awesome podcast about
computers. You've mentioned that one a few times.
It's a really good show.
And I would highly recommend you check out Dr. Phil's podcast called Fill in the Blanks.
Fill in the Blanks. Yes, that's an excellent podcast.
Mm-hmm. All right, now moving over to Twitter.
Twitter.
We have a question from Left's Brain.
Left's Brain.
Why do people from the South like mason jars so much?
I don't know. They really do. That is a thing.
I'm into mason jars personally.
I don't think I've ever been in a house in the South that didn't have a shitload of them around.
Again, convenience.
Yeah, I think they used them for canning and
I mean, that's the baseline purpose of a mason jar is for canning and storing food, which is something a lot of Southerners just do.
Yeah.
I grew up around that.
Mm-hmm.
But then after you've stored and or canned your foods and you still have jars available, you can use them to put other things in.
Drink tea out of.
You can put your beverages in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can store your little tools, like if you got little nuts and
nails and nuts and bolts.
Shit, it's really convenient for that.
Yeah. Again. Convenience.
Yeah, I think that's what it boils down to with mason jars.
Next question comes from Kelsey. Why do people from the South always feel compelled to talk to everyone they see?
We don't all do that, but a lot of Southerners do. I don't. I hate that.
But
everyone always wanting to stop and chat, even with people they don't know.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing. I don't know. It may tie into that whole Southern hospitality thing.
Yeah.
I think it also
might be white privilege.
I think it's about feeling obligated to speak to people when you're in close proximity to them.
Yeah, I know. And then it's why COVID's spreading so badly.
Right, because we can't stop talking.
Hey, how y'all been?
Hey, honey, how y'all doing? How's your mama and them?
Yeah, that's just a...
I ain't seen you in forever.
It annoys me as well, also as a Southerner, but I guess it's just the way it is.
Yeah. Next question from Lauren. Why do Southerners call their shopping carts buggies?
I don't know, but Northerners, I've heard them called... shopping carts. I've also heard them called carriages.
Carriages.
Yeah, people from Boston apparently call them a carriage.
Huh. Yeah, we do say buggies around here.
Yeah,
we'll say,
definitely.
Like, grab a buggy or
for sure.
Be sure to put the buggy away.
I guess they're all sort of remind me of like a horse and buggy type thing, or a horse and carriage, or a horse and a cart. Like, they're all things that got paired with horses, but we don't have horses anymore.
Right. So it's just. Our buggy, our horseless buggy.
But I wonder if it goes back to that. Like, maybe back in the day, if you had a carriage in Boston, they called it a carriage. But in the South, they called it a buggy.
It's entirely possible.
And
then
somewhere else,
they
called it a cart.
We'd have to look into that. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a dialect, a regional,
you
know, dialect thing.
It's an interesting question, though.
Yeah, it's a good one. But I don't exactly know the answer to it. But we absolutely do say buggy here.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Jessica asks, why do people in the South insist on getting married and having kids so young?
Oh, this is another one that...
That's a loaded question.
Yeah, it's definitely true, but it's not me.
Right.
So I don't understand it, but it's definitely a true thing. I think it might be religious in nature.
Absolutely. I think ties into Christianity.
Yeah, and I also think they have a lower expectation, like life expectancy.
Not these days. I mean, maybe ever so slightly in the South, but not quite as much anymore. I think the act of getting married young and popping out children young is more cultural
than
it is out of necessity.
That's what I mean. Does the culture go back to a time when the life expectancy was dramatically different?
That's true. Yeah, absolutely. And that would be true. The culture we have now is a reflection or carry forward of historically when we needed a lot of kids.
And they needed to have them young.
And have them young so that those children could work.
Yeah. And especially because a few of them might die or get stole by the Apaches. Or
pretty much Apaches? I don't know.
Whatever.
But yeah, it was pretty much guaranteed that, yeah, you were going to lose a few kids.
Mm-hmm. Rabid raccoon might run off with your baby or something. You don't know.
All right. Our final question comes from Allison. And Allison asks, why do people from the South talk so damn slow?
Because it's hot.
It is hot. And
That's why.
The heat slows everything down, yes. Allison.
Mm-hmm. Down here, you know, it's so damn hot.
It is.
You just don't have time to get too excited or move around or gesture too much.
Right, because you'll break a sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to sweat.
No, nobody wants that. And so I think that goes back to the temperature. It's a climate issue. So that does it for this week's episode of the Carolina Snowflakes podcast.
Mm-hmm.
If you like what you heard and you'd love to send us comments or questions.
We'll be taking more questions for future episodes.
Mm-hmm. You can find us on Facebook at
Facebook.com/Carolina Snowflakes.
We also have a website at
CarolinaSnowflakes.com.
You can send us an email.
CarolinaSnowflakes@gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Thanks for listening. Bye.